Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? And hope everybody out there having a good one today, man. Enjoying this good weather. I know we got a good, nice cool front coming in. Especially I heard up there towards Dallas area, man. Y'all be safe and do whatever y'all got to do to stay up out that weather, man. Seem like it's gonna get pretty cool. I think it's gonna get pretty cool, man. Other than that, man, if anybody, any of my promoters on here, they got any upcoming events in the next couple weeks, month, let's say March Madness, because I mean there's a lot of events going on, man. And Y'all come on, press the one button. Let us know what y'all got going on, where it's going to be going on at. Guess everybody's still trying to get up in here. Everybody's still trying to get up in here, man. Yeah, y'all, I give everybody a little more time get in here. Man, definitely want to say, man, traveling graces and, man, good luck to all those Texas folks that's going out there representing for Texas at Lake Side, man. I hope, hopefully we can get Texas to bring home some W's in some of these classes while they out there. I think tonight, the first night of testing, are going live or whatever they're doing. So I'm sure a lot of people probably going to be watching that. But, man, let's see, man, my promoters on here. Yeah, man, any of my promoters, man, y'all press the one button. Y'all got a show coming up. Or any announcements y'all want to make, if y'all have it, man, like I say, man, go to the Texas Grudge Committee page on Facebook and be added to it. Put up the categories of the different stuff they're going to be voting on as far as the committee at the end of the year. So y'all go on there, check it out. Give you something to shoot for if you want to be a part of it. You know, go on there and post your race and all that stuff. And you want to be in the mentions and stuff at the end of the year, man. Let's see here, man. I don't know where all my people at tonight. I'm kind of quiet in here tonight. Must got a race coming up this week or something, man. Race time already? Well, thought I'd do this then. Hold on, yeah, hold on. Let's see if we got somebody on here. Let's see what we got coming up, man. Let's see if I can find some flyers, man. So we got a... No, we got, let's see, man, March 4th through 5th, man, they got North versus South. That's last minute racing, Lorenzo them, race at XRP, like a two-day event. Then I know we got, Come on, Troy. Come on, tell them what we got after that.
Thank God.
Be right on,
man,
time.
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know where you started, where we started at. I know March 12th we got some thing going on.
Yeah, well, I just said what we had going on March the 4th. So come on with March the 12th. You right on time.
Okay, well, March the 12th, man, everybody, make sure y'all get that hell at the Dell. It is going down, man. These boys are locking in race daily, it seems like. Nine to ten confirmed grudge races. I can't go off the top of my head with them, but got a lot of people going into battle. We got Gangsters on 28th. We got Troy's Hit List, 5870. We're going to have all the classes start early. Make sure y'all get there early. And, man, just get there and let's show out. And
if you want
to find out what the classes are or what's the entry fee, make sure you go to Hell at the Dell Facebook page. All the details and all the rules and stuff are on the Facebook page. Go check it out. I think Gangs on 28, 5,000 to win, 300 to end. Towards A List, 2,500 to win, 200 to end. 8-car minimum. Both classes are 8-car minimum. All classes basically are 8-car minimum. But we got the local, not even local Joker shootout. We got the 4-car shootout. Happening. Shit, who is in the four car shootout? I think Jack knows. I can't even remember, JP. I ain't
got
looking
a turbo
at the internet right now.
We got a turbo shootout, man. Got
turbo shootout.
Stagno, I think Stelly, Matthew Stelly with that little Honda, with that like a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it! Hold on. Trying to find it, man. I'm scrolling.
Scrolling, man.
Man, I'm trying, man. Too many posts in here. Let me simplify.
Man,
it.
Just low.
Let me look for Mr. Rogers post in here. Let's do that. All right. That didn't work. Shit. Alright, hold on, Troy. I'm gonna get it right now.
What you got, JP?
I said, hold up, I'm gonna get it right now.
I'm gonna look for it too while you look.
It's cold down here. Coming across some grudge races. We got Hollywood Cole versus Hate Train. That's a grudge race, which is Kareem and the Vet and Jason Jagno S10.
And then we got John Carnival and Tino Ho.
Tino. That's right.
Pro Tree.
We got Black Bat versus Sour Mash, which is Eric Miller and Kamara and LJ Duhon. Kamara. Got some local guys. We got Tink and Tweety, which is a Fox Body versus a Firebird, right, Troy? The yellow car?
Yeah.
68, 69 Firebird. All right. And then Turbo on Turbo Crime. We got Jason Jagno, Matthew Stelly, Brad Becker, and Jimmy Tate. Two S10s, a Fox Body, and the Honda, man. Both car Turbo Shootout, man. We also
then,
got, see,
we got Jason
Trouble
Malone,
Troy
purple.
Going in the battle.
Oh, yeah.
With Shotwell and Big Pressure. Big Pressure gets the moves. I think that's going to be a shit talker. What else we got?
Jason
the
Malone and the purple.
Okay, go ahead. Purple Jason Malone.
Jason Malone locked in with their purple S10. They going into battle.
Yeah. We got Alcatraz and a car called Lil Dog. I don't know who Lil Dog is. Fox Body. I think that's Junior. Is it Junior Quick Them or Royce Them Car? Something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the silver and black?
Mustang. Them.
Man, what else we got, man?
I know we got some more, but you got some way
down. Yeah, I'm looking. I know we got Kareem also with Philly. I think he's getting the move from him. That's another grudge race.
Ain't no Jagno and Kareem going head up.
Yeah, Jagno and Kareem going head up. Shit. I don't know, man. I think that's the majority of it. Put it like that.
We also got
Mr. Rogers supposed to go in battle. In Big White, which is his what year they call is? The 67 Impala.
Yeah, with the Cooper Cobras.
For the Cooper Cobras, he going in the battle with Patrick Griffin in the, I don't even know what year Thunderbird that is, but
that's one of them landslide, one of them long something bitches.
Yeah, it'll be a good lead race. Might take a little while for him to get there, but
yeah, he got another grudge race. I don't know if I can talk about it yet, but I'll wait for him to get his ass on there to give me the green light to talk about the other grudge race. Yeah.
Yes, sir. But man, hey, again, man, y'all be there. B Square. I guess we'll know more about the run order of the event. What time the gates gonna open? as it gets closer. Usually on Friday, Friday the track will be open for, you know, basically like a regular test of tune night for those that are coming in out of town. I want to test the night before, the ones that might be in the hit list, that want to test before on the surface that they're going to be racing on. It's your opportunity to do so because Troy's hit list
JP.
Is off the trailer. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate, everybody, the hit list is off the trailer. I get so many DMs and stuff. Oh, is it off the trailer? Yes, it is off the trailer. If we catch you making a pass before the hit list starts, you will automatically be disqualified. The race is off the trailer, off the ramp. That's it. No tests, no grudge racing. That's why we're going to try to get the big fast classes started early so y'all could do what y'all want to do throughout the day. But it will be off the trailer.
Yes. Off the motherfucking ramps. So, like I say, man, y'all come in Friday, get your tests on if you want to come in, spend the night before. Man, there's always, you know, plenty of parking. A lot of people do it, come in the night before and, you know, hang out. Also, hell, I think even if you want to leave your trailer, I think they lock the gates up at a certain time. For those that might come and want to go to the hotel, you can leave your trailer in there and all that good stuff, man. But, man, hey, March 12th, come on out. Always a good time.
Sir.
Always a lot of side-by-side action. And let me see here. Got here. Kareem, your hand is up, sir. What do you want, brother?
What's going on, JP?
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, man, just reading that post from old Mr. Jackson. Not Troy, the other one. The other Mr. Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I seen old
cold, old cold blue.
Oh, is that? Oh,
you know what what cold blue is, right?
No, what that mean?
I don't know the medical term for cold blue, man.
Well,
for the flat line.
See, I was confused because, you know, maybe Richard could correct me, but I had the name as Blue Balls and Papa Smurf.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. What's
yes, sir.
On,
well,
what's going on, Kareem?
Oh, none. Let's get my slow turtle back together.
Oh, shit, at least you back together, goddamn.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We got a slim crowd tonight, man. I think everybody at Lightside at home or at Lightside. Yeah,
watching it on the live.
I think they were. Okay, we ain't got many people in here tonight. Cause yeah, definitely ain't got many people in here. Boy, you know I'll goddamn
it,
keep y'all some curving and turn my volume up. You know,
I'm trying to watch without the volume right now. I'm like,
yeah, that's what
I'm about to put it on the TV.
I'm watching. 832-6971. Your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, Richard.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Richard.
I got a question for your shootout.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if we do first round callouts, can we cancel the breakout on the first round callouts?
Damn!
You said cancel the breakout. Just get that.
What is he trying to do, Troy?
He's trying to murder you.
Hey, you know, first thing I'm thinking about, first thing that came to mind is, you know, goddamn, you know, I don't want to hear no shit about I'm busy, you know, in the shootout and shit. So I'm thinking, man, maybe Big Green can get off right off the roof. No breakout
call. Hey, Richard, you just need a cameraman. You just need a cameraman down there, so whoever crossed the line first win, you know. Might not cut the light on, but.
I don't know what you was doing. I was in grudge race, motherfucker. I got there first.
Maybe we get across each other as first round. You know, we could just first one to cross the finish line. You know what I mean?
Right.
No breakout call. Hey,
that might sound like a plan. Who knows?
You know, I just run it by the guy that's running the event, you know, on that class. Maybe we can work something out. That way you won't have to hear no, I'm broke, I'm busy, you know, those other kind of things. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm going back on mute. I'm just curious to see if we might be able to work something out like that.
I don't know. Might be ducking. He might be ducking. Might not want that smoke, Richard.
Or better yet, are we gonna have a qualifying pass or shakedown pass?
It's off the trailer.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's off the trailer. Shit. Yeah, we have to do a first round, Bill.
Hey, but you can bring your happy ass down there Friday night.
Oh, I will be there Friday night. I will be there.
You said what?
I will be there
Friday night. Well, we can get our happy asses down there Friday night. Shit. God damn it.
Uh-oh.
No, it's nothing but a good time with you anyway, so.
Don't burn the man down, Kareem.
No, you're going to put Nick in the driver's seat.
I don't need Nick in the driver's seat, man. Come on. I mean, only if I'm trying to make up some weight difference.
Hey, you need to save that extra 100 pounds. You need to save that extra 100 pounds.
boy, you rough, man. You rough.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man.
Hey,
JP, what we gonna do, bottom line? Huh?
Can we talk about your awards? Your awards? No, Jackass of the Year. Dog Kiddo.
No.
No,
it ain't gonna be nothing like that. Those that are on the committee, they, you know, they kind of discussed something like that. It was kind of thrown out a couple fun awards like that, but you know, if the wrong person win it, they might not be, you know, they might not take it. They might take it a certain kind of way, and then you know, we understand people kind of. You spend your money to come out here and race, and, you know, shit just might not go your way. So we don't want to, definitely want to discourage nobody.
I got you.
You know, everybody ain't a good sport. Come to certain shit like that, they, you know, people really getting their feelings and start a whole bunch of shit, so. Yeah.
It
definitely was thought about, though.
In Q1. Yeah.
Huh?
Flacco ran 4.11 in Q1.
Oh, okay. Ain't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't bad, but...
Hey, you damn rookie! We don't talk class times on a damn no grudge talk show.
Hey, how you doing? That LDR, fool.
God, dog.
Hey, he going. Hey, Kareem said he going next year. He going to go up there and light the boys up.
Yep, I'm going to light
show everybody
boys.
How slow he really is.
Yep.
I guess he's going to run the 6-0 class too, huh?
He dare show. Yeah, I'm going to run the 6-0 class. That's why I fit.
Go out there to the 6-0 contest, huh?
No, that's what I call it.
Might even go run some 580 this weekend, Richard.
So, Richard, what you think about the dick swinging contest, man? What do you think? Do you think some people do you think it'd be a lot of people? Well, I know a lot of people that I ain't gonna say don't need to be there. Well, they probably don't need to be there, but they go anyway.
That's the look at me show, man. That's the look at me show. Look what I got, show. That's my opinion.
So you just basically.
And it's all about the look at me, look what I got. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. I mean, I went one time. I wasn't impressed. It was look at me, look what I got. You know. And now they're needing a little help. Now they're needing a little help, so they're starting to do no time shootouts and stuff in there because they need a little help over there on that class racing.
You need to bring a little grudge to it, to bring a little excitement to it. Now, hold on, let's see. Jackie Diva, I ain't heard from you in a while, Mr. Jackie. How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing? I'm in there working just like everybody else. Let's get back to this lighting the boards in these slower classes. Is that going to knock you out of grudge racing altogether? I know if it's a fast class like Flocko and them's doing, I'm just asking.
Well, Mr. Jackie, I guess it'll knock you out of, I guess, whatever the rules are for certain shootouts. I'm assuming it may, you know, like some of the shootouts that don't allow class cars, but which most of them now do.
Most of them adopt
grudge racing. And grudge racing, yeah, you know how that go. Hell, if you post a time that's slow enough, shit, you're gonna have a lot of grudge racing. In my opinion.
Yeah.
If you post one too fast, then you're going to have a lot of people that ain't going to fuck with you. They just going to keep bringing up what you ran.
Curious. I'm trying to get Ricky to drive my car and put him in like a slower class just to get him used to it. And they show time. So, I mean, just trying to figure out, is that just knocking us out of this altogether? Or?
Oh, no.
Well,
if you go out race for like a 580-7-0 type of deal, just for example, let's say if you go out race 580-7-0, I don't think it would.
Yeah.
So goddamn slow, but then, you know.
Something like a 9-0 class or something like that.
Yeah. Mr. Jack, to be honest, I don't think it would, but shit, you know. At the end of the day, shit, you got to do what you got to do and go out there and have fun here.
Yeah, because I can't make it much this year. I'm just trying to get him, you know, used to driving and cut him loose in it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. 409-9582. Your mic open.
It's just me, just listening.
All right, what's going on, Wiz?
Not much, just trying to get ready for everything. Did Mr. Rogers open the show and tell about his race tonight?
Troy came on and talked about it. Mr. Rogers was nowhere to be found at the time.
Well, he already teasing people with T-shirts.
Yeah, you know how you do. They be sold out for the event most of the time.
Yep.
Got to get them early. You got to get them early if you want. You got to get them early. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Got to get them early.
You missed the show again last night?
Yeah, I don't never. That's why I don't never listen to it most of the time. When it happened, I always go back and listen to it the next day.
when you get to it, it'll
what
be
I
interesting.
Missed last night.
Famika climbing from Mississippi as usual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're acting a fool again.
Let's see, 214-7440. Your mic open.
What up,
Joel?
Yo. I came in on the back end. I don't know what the fuck y'all was talking something about showing times or index or something. What y'all talking about?
Mr. Jacket Diva was asking the question if he showed a, you know, like race a class that shows time, like a slower class, would it knock him out of the, you know, I guess getting a race or whatever like that, grudge racing?
In the index or heads up? I mean, heads up and all that, I mean. Because, I mean, index classes.
Like an index class, I guess he's saying.
From what I know, I guess I could be wrong, but from what I know, from index class, that really never mattered about right lighting the boys because, hey, everybody running the same goddamn thing. Either you're going to run that and win or run that and lose. No, don't nobody care about index like that. So, yeah, you trying to grudge, light them bitches up. It ain't like it's no 4-0 class out there running index.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the fastest index that there is that we know of? 580? 5-0, I mean? Back old school backhand, 5-0?
Yeah, I guess. I don't, I mean, shit, I'm lost, Joe. That type of world there, I don't really keep up with it, so I don't really know.
What,
I mean,
that's lighting the boys, you mean?
Huh?
Is he still on, JP?
You're saying that's lighting the boys? What's the
fastest
still on? Index that's lighting the boys?
Hey, let me explain.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my son used to driving a car, something I can send him out there and he can get some passes under his belt and run in a class.
As far as
I think, what is it, a 4, even though it has a 490 deal or somebody like that has a 490, and then what is it, in XRP, don't they have that 5-0 back half class?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So let's say the fastest index that we, in Texas, I guess we can say, we know of is the 490, which is the Evadale and then the shit that they have at HMP or whatever. And then XRP got the 5-0, the old school back half, which is a 5-0. Jackie, with the way your car looks, I mean, ain't nobody gonna be just thinking your car running 5-0. So they already know it slowed down. So they probably would try you in a grudge race. I mean,
well, I just heard before that if you light the board, you can't do no grudge racing for a year. Or
that's
two,
more
some
that's
shit like
from
that.
from my understanding, and that was real big a couple of years ago. It ain't really just been stressed here lately. But from my understanding, that never was with an index class. That's more so heads up, all out, like a real class car. You know what I'm saying? Like a. I mean, I know this is not what I'm talking about, but like a Radio versus the World. You know, you run a heads up, all out. A Radio versus the World class car.
X275
or limited 275, something like that. You know what I'm saying? You lighten the boards up, and you run an all out fastest man win. Those cars can't. Those cars are not allowed. Or let's say frowned upon in the grudge world, and they got to sit out, what it was, a year? They got to sit out a year after they like the boys or whatever the fuck. So, but as far as index, ain't nobody tripping on index because it's considered bracket racing or whatever the fuck. So if you're going to go out there like the boys and run the index, you ain't got to worry about it.
But I think it was for Jake's class too. If you lit the boards, he wouldn't let you run in some of his races.
No, his 28-inch tire deals class cars.
His 28-inch.
Yeah, a lot of gang classes, they don't.
And that's why I was asking because I've heard a lot of different opinions on it. So I figured I'd at least ask you what you fellas thought.
Well, right now
he's going to be driving it because I medically can't drive. And then, but I mean, I just don't want to shackle the car like that. I mean, at some point, I may want to put Travis or somebody like that and let them drive it, you know.
Well, in that case, Jackie, your best option is just ask the individual promoter who's throwing that race or whatever race you plan on trying to go to. But I can almost guarantee you, if you tell them you run an index 50, 580, they're going to bring your ass on. Because they already know 9 out of 10, they heads up class going to be faster than that. And they feel like you're just going to be adding to the pot. So I don't think you have a whole lot to worry about.
I'm just added to the pot anyway.
I don't know. I don't remember a class in the class in the last year or so that really don't take class cars because I mean the car count was too far down on no time only.
Yeah. Like the big class like the 28 275 classes, a lot of them allow the class cars like the gangsters on 28s. You know, is any door car. Now when you start getting into the
right.
Probably like if Big Jake doing the all steel all glass shit, he might do it on there because I know when he did the outlaw or the street class, whatever he did, they didn't allow Derrick Kelly in there because he showed his time within the year. So just depending on what class it is at the – you know, I guess if it's mostly nothing but no time cars in it, then they definitely probably won't let you show your time in it. Mr. Rogers, your mic open.
Didn't Flacco do something like that a couple of years back? He went to – I think his first, second year going to lights out, he went out there and showed his time, then came back and tried to jump in the class. Or he did get in the class that was supposed to be no time as well. The fuck, I think when he first brought Mona Lisa out or something like that.
It was another show.
I doubt it.
He did that. It was another
show. He did it. I don't remember exactly which car it was, but it was like two or three years ago.
It was another truck that he sold, but he did do that.
Yeah, I remember.
Mr. Rogers,
I remember he went.
Over. What you got there, brother?
I remember he went and jumped in the class, and he jumped in and lit the boys up in Georgia, and then came right back like a week or two later, and ran in a no time class in that same car, and it was like everybody was trying to make a big deal out of it, but at the same time, I think the issue was like y'all was saying the car count was low, whatever the fuck, right? So that's it.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers.
I'm on mute. I'm just listening. When I get to doing what I'm doing, I'll be able to
talk. Okay. All right.
214-1299.
Your mic open.
What's up? What's up, JPDD?
What's going on, Ethan? Man, somebody is on speaker.
Hold on, So, basically, what I learned this year, because I thought the same thing, because some people were complaining about the classes, was like, how can you show time and racing this thing? So, from what I've seen, most people, and they kind of already said it before, you know, I was able to say it now, but basically, most people that run a small tire shootout, like a 275, 28, they don't care. It's just, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is, small tire who... 9 times out of 10, they just let whoever want to run in that class run in that class because it'd be, you know, whoever. And where they concentrate on really showing time, like, for example, like how Jake do no-time shootout or no-time nitrous shootout, then them the ones where they get strict about what this person showed their time and did that. Now, I was going to also chime in and say the good thing you have in your favor for free, Mr. Jack, is unless it's, you know, other than the old school backers, I think most of our indexes, we physically don't show time up here. So a lot of our, I mean, unless it's the actual bracket races that do it, but like if the grudge events or the, you know, the little pop-up shootouts, even our 70s and 650s, they be no time shown but index racing. So I think in your case, up here, and, you know, with us in Dallas, you probably ain't gonna really run too much into that problem because you know most of the index racing we do up here is no time anyway. So you should, I think you should be okay, you know, as far as.
I think the old school back half shows times.
Right.
Old school back half shows times, which they are flexible.
I see Randy Thorne and a couple other cats run that all the time, and really don't have no issue with it. But I've also seen like when they try to do some grudge racing. If people's trying to duck them, they use that as an excuse, you know. Well, you done showed your time, so I'm not going to race, and you can't get in this, and this and that.
Right.
Like, well,
and I
so,
think that's probably, yeah, and I think most of that, that's just them scared to race them. Cause,
that's
you know,
all it is.
Back in the day,
well,
they don't
I mean,
see the grudge race, you know, with Terminator, and I mean, with Randy Thorne, and I mean, I want to say
kinda,
earlier in the year somebody grew up racing. And,
well,
know,
I'm just
kinda,
saying,
kinda
back,
depends,
back when we ran King of the Hill, we showed our, we all grudge race and showed the time on every pass, every week, every day, every pass, you know, but
yeah,
we still
but,
raced
yeah,
each other,
y'all,
you know.
Y'all, yeah, but y'all was grudge racing each other, though, right?
Yeah, we would still race each other,
yeah,
for regardless.
There,
I mean,
a,
we put
there,
our own
there,
money up and everything,
that's
you know.
Yeah, that's the difference. All y'all, that's just like saying for example. I mean, I know we probably get tired of hearing about this class, but I'm just saying. I wouldn't say class. I just say Cuffest. Let's just say Cuffest got 40 cars that race Cuffest every week. Okay, now every at the same time every other week, 10 of those 40 cars grudge race. That's the same. It doesn't matter because they all know about the ballpark where that car is at. Which is basically what you're saying y'all did in King of the Hill. Yeah, y'all knew what y'all was running because you're looking at it. But there's a difference in knowing or estimating the time that a car runs and not knowing nothing about the car. So that's
right.
Why y'all
I mean, it depends
like
on the
car.
Like I say, it just – I mean, it's going to fuck you off. The only way it's going to fuck you off is depends on, you know, like if just say like they running it. With that classes they do in Evadale or whatever y'all say, what a 490 class, a 450 class, whatever. You know, if they doing something like that, lighting the boys up, then fucking right. You see, somebody, some people are gonna be skeptical about racing you because you're gonna put a number on their car.
Be case by case. I mean, I think it's definitely case by case. That's just like prime example. Troy Heatley. So, you know, they got a cap. What's the cap on Heatley? Now I'm not saying this to disregard Troy Dunn, but I guarantee you, half of the people scared of Troy because they probably like, oh shit, he was in the cap 4-9. That car too fast, and I ain't saying I don't know what he run. I don't know if he is that fast or not, but I'm just saying. If his car wasn't that fast, somebody going to use it as an excuse. Like, oh, man, you ran Troy Heatley. Hell no.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's
more or less like
Whether it's Tom Jones or not, you get any kind of index,
right,
you automatically got a number on your car, even if you know. Even if your car not a 490 car, if you get in that class, you're automatically a 490 car.
People go get scared. And I'm gonna be honest. People gonna think I'm crazy, and I'll probably go screw my slow ass car out of races. But like, I'm gonna give y'all some game that I sit here and been thinking about. Even if for my event myself, people complain about. Okay, man, I can't. You know, it's too many. It ain't enough, like, I guess state down. People want to make state down. People want to race when they want to race and you're trying to run an event with a whole bunch of cars. And I know, like, Troy and Kevin and everybody can attest to this. Like, you got all these people and everybody want to go down the track at the same time and they just, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, even with me, when I get my car where I want it, I might be crazy, but if they got a free 28 class, if I really want to make some hits, I'm going to get in that class. If I really want to make some hits like I say I do, you see what I'm saying? Because I ain't got to pay no money. And by being a class or whatever going on, shit, I'm going to get to make me a pass. And, hell, I might get lucky and win and make multiple passes. So,
Ethan,
Ethan.
You know, some shit like that. That's
hey.
What I'm thinking about.
Okay, what you thinking about has been done by plenty of
right.
motherfuckers. And prime example, we
right.
talked about this
right.
a couple weeks ago. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when we was talking about the whole invisible cap shit with Little Hitters, and I was saying, well, we were trying to say it's not the fact that it's invisible cap, it's the fact that we watching the cars and judging cars on what
right.
they do. And that's the reason why Andy
right.
got kicked out of Little Hitters, because he came out there and ran Little Hitters, then he ran Small Tire, and he ran Big Tire. Now, granted, both classes was
right.
free entry, and Andy just liked the race. I know Andy liked the race.
Right.
But at the same time, the whole, like you say, like what's the name, say the spirit of the sport, or the spirit of the class, I mean, if you got a car you feel like can compete with this other class, but then you're going to come over here and pay your money to dominate or to assume, everybody's going to assume you're going to dominate this class because you've been running over in this class, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't match. So that's where
frustration. Right.
Yeah,
and he was mad at the same time.
But he was like, I just want
right.
to make passes.
But at the same time, but it's the same time where if you look and say, okay, I'm just saying, and I mean, I know we ain't no time, but I'm just saying. Just
say the difference
that,
is, okay, hold on.
I'm saying
the difference is with you and Andy, I feel like I know where you're going, which is
right.
why I told Andy, it ain't the fact that you got in the class. Well, that's half of the fact. The second half of the
right,
fact
right.
is that you got it, that motherfucker. You competing. You going rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The motherfuckers
that,
over here.
That's
the motherfuckers
difference.
Over here.
Right.
Yeah, that's the difference. So it can hurt you as much as it can help you as far as getting seat time, making passes, because you fuck around and get up there.
Right.
And the first guy ran like, boom, you second
right.
round. Second round, you get a bye.
Second
boom,
dude,
third
break.
Round.
Yep.
Nah, oh, fuck that. Second
they
round, you get a bye.
Break.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But see, it'll hurt you. It'll hurt you for
yeah.
Little Hitters, but like with these,
yeah,
with these caps,
no,
with these no time caps events, it won't hurt you because they don't give a damn. You gotta dial in
right.
at a certain number like Index. So
what I was saying, I was talking about as far as like the grudge racing or the cap, the cap race. Well, not necessarily the cap race because you gotta run a number anyway. But as far as grudge racing or getting in other classes, a heads up, no cap. Let's say I get there, I get to the track late. You know what I'm saying? And I had my eye on running you. I get to the track late, and I'm
right.
like, damn, what class is this? Oh, that's Small Tire. And then, what round are they in? Oh, they in fourth round. And then, boom, you pull around the corner and pull up in the water box. Oh, shit. Man, I ain't seen what happened in your first three rounds. Granted, your first round was a red light. Your second round was a break. Your third round was a bye. All I know is this
right.
motherfucker done made four rounds in Small Tire. So, shit, I can't run him
right.
no more. Because I know I can't run the Small Tire. Ain't nobody finna go do their homework, do the research about how you got that far in that class. They just looking at what's in
right.
front of them.
That's
what
I was basing
on.
Right, right, yeah. I can
kind of
see what you're saying there,
too. Yeah. So, it may go different ways, but, I mean, but as far as Mr. Jackie talk about it, if you lighten the board.
I think if
the
they go race
class,
you, they go race.
But, I mean, you know, like I said, some of it can hurt you, some of it can't. I mean, you know.
Right.
And if you talk about a jacket, if you
some
talk about putting your son in
put
it, yeah, if you talk about putting your son in it, I feel like you'd probably be all right because they like you can just stick him out there in the first 490 class type shit. So I feel like you'd probably still be okay. So, I mean, fuck it, do it. If they want to race you, they'll race you. If they don't want to race you, then fuck them. Move on to the next motherfucker.
I'm just trying to make him a better driver because, you know, you put him next to somebody that's deadly on the tree and that knows how to drive the finish line, and he gets his ass whipped repeatedly in that class, it's going to make him a better driver. It's going to make him a better driver. And there ain't all this arguing and screaming and hollering and betting and you got lights in your willy bars and shit like that and take this off
right.
and that off. And, you know, because
right.
that's the only way I become a good driver was going out there and going rounds against the best people I could find to go rounds with, and that's just hard to find these days. And everybody's good when they're by
outside
themselves.
Outside of class.
There ain't no pressure. There ain't no pressure when you're up there shaking down. I mean, you put somebody in the other lane and it's for something, you know, it hones your driving skills, in my opinion. Now, that's just my opinion. Everybody may not agree with that.
Well, Jackie, I agree with you 1,000% on class racing. Especially index racing. Racing a motherfucker who know how to index race, you got to be good. That is the hardest shit to do. Index racing and most class racing, this is my opinion. I mean, don't get me wrong, but in my opinion, index racing, class racing, it creates the better driver opposed to just get up there running for 20,000. Because pressure is pressure. You know what I'm saying? And as far as running up there for the grudge race for the money, 9 times out of 10, you already know if you're faster than the motherfucker or vice versa. But as far as running on an index race or a bracket race or a class race or whatever the fuck, there's more than just being the fastest person. Like you gotta have skills from the tree to the finish line. It ain't about just
pressure will make a motherfucker give a race away. They'll sit up there and to be the faster car and give a race away. So therefore. That's my whole intent is to try get him comfortable in a car, do some driving, get him to the point to where he's not in competition with the guy in the next lane. He just needs to get up there and race his race in his car, in his lane, and whoever gets there first win. You see what I'm saying? I mean, the mental aspect is just as deep as the mechanical aspect of it, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Also, you want to – is he he's brand new to racing, I'm assuming?
He ain't brand new. He just don't race much.
So you basically just want to get him on the fun side of racing.
I got a car sitting here I can't drive. I'm just trying to get it out there doing something.
Right. No, I'm just saying, you're talking about you don't want to be out there with all the bullshit and arguing and all the stuff.
He's done that, but you don't get as many races. I mean, you can't go out there and go – You can't go out there and go 4 or 5 rounds next to somebody grudge racing in the night. That shit just don't happen.
Oh, no, it definitely. Unless you slow as fuck as one and you match your money.
Unless you trouble Troy Richard Jackson, then you might be able to do it. But anyway, y'all go on with the show. I'm at work. I'm just listening. I just wanted y'all's opinion on that because I didn't want to go out there and put him in something and then, you know, get ready to do something with the car middle of the year and somebody go to hollering, now you was in a 5-0 class, you know, back in March, so now you can't get in this after I done drove somewhere, you know. That's all I was getting at.
I personally don't think you're going to have an issue, but fuck it. I say bring him on here. We need more people and more races anyway. Fuck it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all go ahead, JP. I'm in here messing with these damn Cadillacs.
P, I'm in here. I'm in here. What's the topic tonight? P, I'm in here. What's going on?
Oh, man.
Hello?
Good, man.
Oh.
Just, you know, just talking shit, smiling spit.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of lighting here tonight, man. Everybody must be at Lightside 13 tonight, man.
Everybody down there with Juck now.
Either they at the race or they watching the race, man.
Oh, it's on the live stream?
Yeah.
I thought they shut down earlier or something tonight.
Huh?
I thought they shut down earlier or something on tip night.
No, they running qualifying tonight.
Oh,
qualifying round one, man.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Qualifying. Oh, he was too busy. Yeah. He came in just in time and. Seemed like right when he got done, he must have hung up, man. He must have hung up.
He dipped out.
He went in the bushes, man.
Well, he told me he was a little tired. He worked in the rain in the cold all day.
There you go. He must be back. Hold on. There you go.
Got
the bushes.
I'm sitting here listening to y'all, man. I'm still here. And yes, Kevin, I did my due diligence, man. Full of that Popeye. Full of that Popeye.
Yeah, we
full
got,
of
us,
Popeye.
Got us pulling
got
up.
Right.
Got us up here calling out the grudge back. Racing list.
So did
oh.
You say somebody
what?
Make an announcement?
Huh? Oh, shit.
Didn't you say somebody was going to make an announcement on the grudge break later on?
Kevin? About what? What happened? What I did? Which one, Troy?
I'm
looking at my note.
I
don't see my note.
The one grudge race, I don't know if it's ready yet.
I told y'all I was looking at a rag-ass truck.
Which one? The last one I told you about?
Oh, mute, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't me, motherfucker.
Yes.
Ain't you?
Oh, no, it's not ready yet. It's the week of.
Okay, the week of. Okay.
Mm-hmm, the week of.
Gotcha.
The one with you're talking about with the Sting, right?
Yeah,
the week of.
Week of, okay. See, I was almost, I was finna speak on some shit that ain't set in stone yet.
Oh, no. It's, you know, everything go right. It's gonna happen. The week of official, you know. It's just verbal now. I don't want to put no fake race out, gate hustle race out, you know. You know, they got ears everywhere. They looking for you to put some BS out there.
Right.
That ain't how we do
yes,
this.
No. Mm-hmm.
What time the gates open for the few listeners that listen? I don't know yet. We don't know yet. It's going to be between 10 or 12. Depends on the weather. Most likely 10,
mm-hmm.
though. Most likely gonna try to open.
Man, I thought we were gonna start racing at 12.
Yeah, most likely 10. Richard's gonna try to start racing at 12. It depends on the weather, but we're gonna start early. I mean, we're gonna try to get it out the way.
If y'all want to stay late, that's gonna be all on y'all. We're gonna try to get it out the way.
Yeah, it's gonna be on y'all. Richard, you know that lights out? What's going on? Oh, you had to go to work.
No, man, I don't go to that thing.
I didn't know, my bad.
My pockets ain't that deep. Come on.
And somebody got a TV in the background, man. Who got a TV in the background, man? What's up?
Cut the radio. It might be me. Cut the radio down. That was me?
Oh, you.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
I'm riding with
you.
I had to catch a ride from Beaumont.
Brandon, your mic open. What you got, brother?
I just want to say how y'all doing, fellas. How y'all doing, brother?
What's up, bro? Leroy.
Man, we good. Man, we good. Long time no hear from you, boy.
Oh, man, you know, I just be sitting back in the wind, man. Sitting back in the wind.
Oh, okay.
What you waiting
okay.
on?
Motherfucking all.
You sitting back waiting on?
Motherfucking all.
You sitting back waiting on, Leroy?
The motor, man.
Uh-huh. What? How?
What you sitting back waiting on, Leroy?
Oh, man, I'm the winning lotto number.
Oh.
You got three for me?
No, if I did, I'd try to get it myself, sir.
Nah, man. I just sit back and listen, man. Listen to everybody else arguing.
Well, much arguing tonight. It seemed like they had
my ball went, man. God damn.
A Joe moment
huh?
tonight, you know.
What
you having a Joe moment. Where my bump at, bro?
I ain't see now down there. I'ma check with the mechanic and see if he wanna get one off of them old trucks that he can scrap. All
right.
It's gonna cost, you know what I'm saying? I need about 4,000.
Yeah. Boy looking weak. Boy looking weak without no bumper. Boy looking weak without no bumper out there.
Man, bumper looking horrible without no bumper. I need 4,000.
That damn bird fly up under there. Bird fly up under there. Gonna bust his all cooler or something.
Bust all pan, all cooler. Goddamn all right. Me. Knock turbo hose off. All kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Atta cat, what are you talking that shit? You having a Joe moment. What's wrong with you?
Damn, Alicat on here?
For
who
real, where
that she want to go?
Where Alicat at?
That duck race must not fucking know how to on the qualifying sheet, man. They put a Flacco's fucking truck as a fucking LS1.
It is.
It says LS1
base. They didn't put the last part of the LS1 base. LS1.
LS1, the fastest,
yeah.
what they called it that one year?
LS1.
Oh, the fastest Mexican.
Oh,
the fastest,
God,
you know they called it that?
LS1.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Richard, you remember that one year they called him the fastest Mexican on radio?
I don't know, Flacco. You might have to check that. That might be a pot shot, Flacco, with LS1. It might be a pot shot at old Flacco, man. You know he in Georgia with that bullshit. So let me text my buddy, tell him to check that out, man.
Hey, Richard, I might be coming down there this weekend. I'll give you a call if I do.
10-4.
10-4, 10-4.
Come on down.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, they say you was in Baytown this weekend. How everything was? You seen something you wasn't supposed to be over there?
Man, Baytown was off the chain. Really was good. Man. Probably 70 cars of nothing but testing. Started at 10 o'clock and went from 10 o'clock to 5:30 private testing. $100.
I thought they closed that track.
No, sir. They released it out to them because the guy that bought it decided not to tear it down right now because there's too much commercial property not being sold. So he don't want to, you know, any money's better than no money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I understand they're good for another 3 years.
Whoa.
Okay.
But I can tell you probably I didn't probably see maybe – not even. I don't even know if I seen one car spin out there, man. That track was on kill for real. I mean, it was definitely a good experience out there for sure. You know,
what did they charge the tech?
$100. $100.
That's not bad at all.
One radio lane, one slick tire lane.
And they have gas and nitrous, so you have to bring all your own.
They got some fuel, but pretty much got to bring your own. I'm not for sure. I mean, they do have the building out there. They probably do have at least gas. I don't know if they got nitrous. I'm not for sure on that because I usually grab my nitrous from somewhere else anyway. So
you kind of did what you wanted to do?
Oh, I didn't test. I went and watched Kareem. My car
did it do what he wanted it to do?
Yeah, man, it looked pretty good for a turtle. I mean, it did what it's supposed to do.
So is that 2 weeks in a row that Bay Chad was open, or is that just 1 week? Because we talked about last week.
2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. Man, somebody need to get that man ear. You said it's a new owner? It's a new owner on that motherfucker? Somebody
need to
get that man
ear.
Huh?
It's the same owner. He said he wasn't, property was going away.
It's not the same owner. They leased it back to that guy. From what I understand, the guy named Seth. They leased it back to him. It's not Angel Brothers? It's not them no more.
That's what I'm saying. If the track is working and all that shit.
From what they explained to me on Sunday, that it's not the Angel Brothers, it's the guy Seth running it now. But, I mean, I'm not sure on that, so don't quote me on that, but that's what they tell me when I was young. So.
Well, however it goes, somebody get that man here and tell him to keep that motherfucker open, because Houston needs two tracks. I mean...
Well, the property's already sold, so, I mean, the guy from what I understand, just didn't want to tear it down right now because too many empty buildings or something around that area of commercial, and he didn't want to take a chance on on something or whatever. I don't know the host. You know what I mean? Because half that shit could be rumors. But from what I understand, it's good for another 3 years.
A lot can change in 3 years. Goddamn. I ain't never been to the track. I don't even want the motherfucker to close.
Baytown is a very nice track. Very nice track.
Baytown.
Oh yeah, like a motorplex. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Baytown basically like Texas motorplex. Like
yeah, I know. They built Texas motorplex. They built Baytown like 2-3 years later, and they were saying that it was basically built off of the motorplex. Like
why had to be built off the motorplex? Why couldn't be built off of the? Why had to be built off of Dallas first?
Because that's what.
Man, look here. I'm noting this stuff you be doing.
Hold on. Hey, you ain't gotta quote me. You can go Google the shit if you want to. I mean, the same architect guy built both tracks. Goddamn, the motorplex was built first, Baytown was built second. The same motherfucker built both tracks. It ain't my fault the same motherfucker built both tracks.
But the way you said it.
No, hold on,
bro.
The same person designed both tracks. My bad. Play on words.
Come on,
man. Same person designed both tracks.
You know, everything happens first in Dallas. Everything happens first in Dallas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Richie. That's what I'm getting at.
Hey,
everything has to be first in Dallas.
Hey, we the soldier boy. We did everything first. We did everything first.
Hey, you know, Leon.
Y'all can't get mad because y'all behind the curve. Goddamn me.
You know,
shit.
You know,
I'm just saying what happened.
No crack before anybody else did. You know.
Yeah, you baby, we probably did. Fuck it. You done told the motherfuckers to follow us.
Yeah, man. Thank you,
JP.
Dallas.
You know how them Dallas guys are. You JP. Know how them Dallas.
Yeah.
JP, how motherfucker? Hey, how motherfucker get mad at me for stating facts opposed to just kidding themselves? I'm just stating what happened.
You, man.
Don't,
I'm just
don't get
saying,
mad at me
every weekend.
I'm just no. You
every week
you
come on this
lie.
Show.
Don't say no every weekend.
Let me know
what I can
talk.
Don't say no
every
weekend. Come on this show.
Let me know what I can talk.
Go ahead. Goddamn.
Okay.
Fuck.
Now, last week it was the A-Town hitters and the hit list following the. What's up, Lil Hitter? Follow that, right?
But Lil Hitter,
I wasn't finished. I'm not finished. Not tonight. Now I forgot the first week. It was something we were talking about the first week. Oh yeah, y'all got more grudge racing. Y'all be grudge racing up there. We don't grudge race about in this area. That's the first week. Second week, the Lil Hitters and the H-Town Hitters and the Hit List or whatever. Now this week, y'all tracked the Motorplex and we followed y'all. Well, I'm gonna say we because I'm on this side of the water. We followed y'all with Baytown with that track. So what's gonna be next week?
So you finished
okay,
that?
Oh,
hold on, wait, Ethan, hold on.
I'm finished right now. Go ahead.
Okay, you finished. Now, all three of them topics you just named is fucking facts. So when you find something we lying about, then you can come talk to us. Until then, listen to Ethan, what he's going to say. Go ahead, Ethan. I'm done.
Okay. So, Lil Hitters, for one, we got to clear that up. That ain't ours. That's been from Texas. So you can't put that one on.
Okay.
Like I said, when I came and saved the day that week, y'all was just misinterpreting what Mr. Joe was trying to say about the class. And then three, Billy Myers built that track up here. NHRA came in Baytown and said they wanted a track just like Billy Myers up here. Down there, and they built that track. It's the same as that track, but it's the opposite. So everything that's on the left of Venus down there is on the right. And then, what they say, I'm going on mute.
Tell them get up off you, Joe.
That's my turn.
Okay.
Y'all been copying data since the fucking 80s, goddammit.
Okay, let me finish
talking.
Let me finish.
Nah.
80s. Now, you won't see nobody on this side of the bridge say the word girl like y'all saying that. We not going to copy that.
I
want to
give
word.
A...
And
yeah,
let me finish.
Yeah,
I didn't interrupt
now,
you. I didn't interrupt your little disrespect for ass. Okay, now, you will not see nobody on this side of the this side of the bridge with that little shit hanging out the back of your head. You know that girl in the hand, Dallas, the little boom in the back.
Y'all
want
to
see us? So I'm saying we don't follow everything from that way. I'm back on
now,
this. Hold up, Ethan. Let me say this. I'm gonna say this too. We were the first one to run without the Willie bars fast down here.
Hey man, you can't keep cutting Ethan off.
What I'm about to say is gonna make us lose some cool points. I ain't gonna lie. Cause one foul I do love, and Troy know where I'm finna go. Troy even know where I'm finna go with this. I got a special spot for that pop punch in them swingers. So I ain't gonna lie, I as a Dallas person, I will admit that I do bite off some in Houston.
You, not us, nigga.
Well, most people in Dallas,
Houston got the best
like
turkey legs. Houston got the best turkey legs. I bet you that. Houston got the best.
I don't know. We gotta play some food. We gotta play some food.
Turkey
legs. Make them run for
a like. We got like four of them up here. Don't say one. We got like four of them up here. Yeah.
Hey, I bet y'all ain't got a state fair of Texas though.
Sure as fuck don't.
A state what, Ethan?
A state fair of Texas in Dallas.
What the hell is a fur? What is a fur?
The shit that y'all come to spend y'all money at. That's what it is.
Now, I know y'all country can't talk about nobody how somebody's talking now.
Talking about hell.
Hey, we got the rodeo.
And
we got the rodeo.
Car.
Cool. We got the whole stockyard up here. We got a whole stockyard. We got mesquite rodeo. Y'all want to keep going? I'll tell you what. We need to go to Cali for Cali. Y'all arena, football stadium ain't colder than ours.
Or baseball.
Well, I can't touch.
Or baseball.
Baseball can't touch.
Or basketball.
Y'all win. Y'all go all the way into the weak-ass Cowboys and all that. Let's keep it right.
Y'all ain't got no drop tops. We got all drop top arenas around here.
Man, I was going fucking rooster cracking on both stadiums. As you talking about?
Yeah, I would do both.
Drop top.
Hey, boy, y'all got that from though?
What's that? Drop top.
Texas Stadium.
Who had it first?
Dallas or Houston?
We talking about Houston versus Dallas, goddamn. We talking about a damn train on top of our shit over here. Y'all ain't got no damn train on top of y'all shit. Y'all can't even build nothing strong enough for that.
A train?
We had the biggest TV in the league. They were complaining about our TV, talking about how big it was. Talking about the TV in the stadium.
You might want to check
on
that.
I don't think we got
the biggest TV no more. I think Vegas got it now.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, Vegas, hold on, Ethan. Vegas spent a whole extra billion, what, like 8 years later, just to beat Dallas.
Man, but listen, we ain't worried about it because wait till our contract goes. Jerry go build another stadium. He go build something else.
Go ahead, take them 8 years to add another big.
For? Is that because y'all all got nosebleed section only or what? Is that why y'all got to have a big TV? Because you got nosebleed section only?
What? No, we got new who?
I said, why do you got a big-ass TV? What, do y'all got nosebleed section only?
they got a lot of standing in there for real, though.
Nah, we got the biggest TV so you can watch our shit from the freeway. So it's a glass stadium.
Moo, what's up?
Hey, we got the best concrete because every time we come to the goddamn track, goddamn, no matter what shoes you wear, your feet be hurting like a motherfucker. That goddamn concrete in Houston ain't going for fuck.
Nigga, that should be all in your car. Goddamn, you get back in the car, you sweep that shit out your car, you get back in the house.
Damn, I fuck around. I bought some 95 Air Max, and I throw them hoes out on 45. Nigga, they had my feet hurting like a motherfucker when I left that track.
But nah, real all the bullshit aside though. I mean, I would love to see Baytown like stay in existence. I would hate to see that cut that track closed. And I've never been to it. I want to come to it one day, but it looks like a nice track. But I'm just saying, whoever is around the dude who runs it, y'all should try. I know y'all say it's out of the soul, but if it got another 3-year contract on it, shit, it can do another 3-year contract, another 5-year, another 10-year contract or something. I just feel like we need to try to do everything we can to keep track open, you know, to keep our sport alive. And that goes to everybody.
But, Joe, I'm going to be one time with you, Joe. Honestly, you know, talking to Eric and being cool with Eric, I think this is the real talk, though. I think what hurt Houston Motorsport, what is it, Baytown, I mean, It's NHRA. Like Aaron them, Billy Myers individually own that track. So pretty much Aaron them can do what the hell they want to do. And if you notice, they do stuff like even though we kind of a little upset about it, which we didn't really race there that much, but like this year, they do the Ooby Dooby concert, some big old music festival for 2 weeks. Christmas lights for 3 and 4 weeks. They can do what the hell they want to do.
Versus, rave concert.
Yeah, they don't crazy shit because, I mean, they outright own it. And the thing with down there, it was owned by NHRA. So you think about that, you know, that's just like picnic. Ain't no picnic. Well, maybe now, but I'm just saying races like we do up here, NHRA ain't having it. You know what I'm saying? Because even the first year we did the picnic and did corn race, Eric was telling me NHRA was like, oh, my God, y'all had all them people on the standing line. I mean, what's up with that? And Eric was like, we had a grudge race. And they was like, well, you can't do that. And they was like, pretty much, why not? I mean, like, when you own your own shit, they damn near can't tell you what to do. And I think that's the difference, that by it being owned by the NHRA, they kind of shied away some of their potential races and money and income.
I don't think Baytown was owned by the NHRA. It was owned by the Angel Brothers. You know, here lately. I don't know when it first opened, but then they sold it to somebody else, an investor. They got a big event they do every year that's not grudge racing. It's just that track really. I don't know if it. I want to say for a long time, I don't think it was a grudge-friendly track. They did regular.
Right.
They did some other. But I just don't.
Baytown was always a strict track though. Like if you didn't have your shit together at Baytown, they'd turn you around. They was real strict. You had to have all that.
Y'all won't believe us. But Ennis is the same way, or they was the same way. All yep. thing turned Ennis around is Cheeseburger, which is Eric, which is the guy Ethan's talking about. Before Eric right. came back two, right. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we didn't go to Ennis. Nigga, Ennis said out there, yeah. they did maybe one, two events mm-hmm. a year, maybe three a year. They didn't do all that shit when
like
Eric
that,
came
before,
back.
Before Eric got there, if I would have went to them people and told them I want to have a picnic out there, and people would have laughed at me.
Man, hell no. Hell no.
Like, so they but see, another thing that saved Ennis is the Nationals, too. That's one thing that's a real big. Like, they with Nationals up here, they damn near make all their money for the rest of the year. They really don't even have to open the door no more. You know,
no,
when they had their
Nationals. And for years, they didn't. That track sit out there 350 days a year empty, not doing shit.
Right.
Like, it would have a Nationals, it would have the Super Chevy Sunday, and it would have, like, one pro mod event. It might have three events a year. And after that, it was just empty as fuck the rest of the year. But when Eric came back, it's like, shit. Now, every other week, they got something going on.
Right. And then another thing which they did this year, they classified it as a landmark, too. So I'm pretty sure that kind of, you know, I don't know exactly what's the first of that, but, you know.
Shit, the governor came in that motherfucker and said, shit, he backs it now. So, even if it was to be some kind of hardship or, you know, bad terms, whatever the fuck, as far as, up for money, like, if the owner was up for money and needs some money, whatever, or how, you know, what I'm trying to say, it would even, that would even fly, because now it's known for more
it's
than just drag racing. Yeah, it's a landmark. It's more,
right.
it's known
but,
for more than just drag
but,
racing.
Right. But going to that, I will say, this is what I learned, like, too. A lot of times we get bent out of shape about, because we racers, so, of course, that's our heart. Just like, for example, with Crandall and the dude that bought Tim Jordan, because I know people that know him, and then, of course, you know, I know track people. So, you know, everybody was like, man, he opened that track, he could make X amount of money and all this and all that. And to be honest, like, in Tim Jordan's position, by him making so much money with that wrecking yard, he was getting fined by the EPA because he didn't have his trucks on concrete when they started that shit. So, in actuality, he makes way more money sitting them broke-ass trucks on all that concrete than he would to even attempt to
open
a
door.
So, a lot of times, people don't, you know, money, business-wise, because we love racing so much,
a lot of people don't have business sense.
Right. Well, not even business sense. It's just, it's kind of like, man, like Tim Jordan case. He could have spent $20 million trying to fix his place up in concrete and make it up to EPA standards, or he go buy Crandall for $2 million and park all the goddamn trucks he want to, and be good. But he not gonna make that money trying to have races versus how he making that money with that extra room with all them trucks and all that, and he ain't even got a bill shit. So exactly. You ain't got to pay no employees, nothing. Geez. So that's where sometimes it gets tricky with the tracks, because it's like, and I don't know the Houston guy situation, but, I mean, if they not getting, you know, the business like that, and they, you know, investing to do something else or whatever, it's more money for them to do that. You know what I'm saying?
That area in Houston is having all of those big buildings built around it, you know, where they do like hubs for like UPS and stuff like that. They got other businesses that are built around that track.
Warehouse.
That's why,
a warehouse district.
Yeah.
But even with it being a warehouse district, it's still a commercial zone. Still commercially zoned. So it'd be different if it was like Kennedale, where it was like a housing district. I mean, a housing community coming up, and they complaining. But a commercial zone, huh?
They got an area down the street like that too.
Oh, they do.
Oh yeah. Then they got a big then they got a big highway that just built alongside of it, about a mile and a half away. I-99.
Oh no! I just wish and hope that it wouldn't close.
We're gonna use it as long as it's open.
I know what we'll do,
somehow,
Joe.
What up?
You and Snim lock in right down there.
I'm Gary. Get his rag ass on her. Shit, y'all Slim. You can't say shit to me. Don't scare me about Slim. Bring that motherfucker my goddamn scooter.
Somebody had asked who was on in the track before the Angel Brothers. It was Don Gay.
Okay.
Real nice track, though.
Right. So do the Angel Brothers, are they involved, or are they involved in racing? Like, do they race, or they just, you know?
They still got the races going. They still got the NHRA race. As long as they be there, NHRA is going to hold that Spring National there.
So I guess,
okay,
so my question is, Royal Purple close, hopefully it don't, but let's say it do, where would that race go to, the National, Spring National?
I guess they're going to put it out for me if you try to get another race.
Because it's a couple big tracks.
They added another place last year, didn't they, in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
And then I think
because
they
I, but, what, I mean, but I thought, but I thought that was a race. They,
now,
I thought so. I thought that was a race that they had already lost before. Because there's a couple other tracks nationwide, like the one in Georgia. I think there's one up there, like. And there's another one somewhere, like in.
But see, like Georgia track ain't big enough.
I don't know if it's that one or not. But I know there's two, maybe three other tracks that they had in the NHRA events at, and they're not having
there
no more.
The one in Atlanta, the track is closed.
But if I'm wrong, I think they picked up Oklahoma. When Baytown announced last year that they were closing, I don't know if the NHRA is coming back to Baytown, because I think they picked up the Oklahoma after they made the announcement that Baytown was closed.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're coming back to Baytown or not, because last year was announced that last year was the last year.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Last year was the last year.
So I don't know if they're coming. I don't know. I ain't seen the schedule, but I don't know if they're coming back to Houston or not, because I think they picked up another track already as soon as Baytown made that announcement that they were closing.
Yeah, I'll let you know in a minute.
But you got to think about it. Okay, so they lost Baytown, they lost Atlanta, they lost Memphis. Shit, that's three right there. And let's say in the last 10 years, so they got to eventually move these races somewhere. They're going to eventually lose the one down there in South Louisiana.
I ain't being rude, but if they don't change their program, they're going to lose anyways, because they ain't got no spectators no more, hardly, man. I mean, some states they do, but NHRA been struggling for the last 5-10 years.
Yeah, yeah. I can agree with you on that.
I don't know what it is up here. That's something that's being passed up here, though. Come from everywhere or something.
It's like motherfucker be waiting on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Because Dallas like racing. Because Dallas got the best racing.
Man, take your this motherfucker came out. Kick your ass to sleep, man. This nigga here, man, out of control.
What's that?
I mean, we got some NHRA people, spectators, in our race.
Man, y'all more beating on this show than anything, man. You said we beating on that shit. What happened now?
Y'all do more beating on y'all chest than anything on this show, man. That's Dallas, man.
Okay,
I noticed. I'm just noticing it, man. I'm just noticing that.
According to the schedule, Houston still has. According to the schedule, Houston still has the Spring Nationals, April 22nd through 24th.
So yes, they're going to have it then.
Yeah, this was supposed to be the last one, though.
Yeah,
this one they were supposed to close down after this one.
Yeah, this year's the last one. It was supposed to be the last one. No one said this year was supposed to be the last one because they were supposed to close right after the right after the battle. So you have to look at next year's schedule to see if they're actually coming back. Because they were already scheduled for this year already.
Yeah.
Didn't they call San Antonio too again?
No, San Antonio opened, but they ain't got shit going on down there. I thought they trying to change owners or some shit.
Shit, that's a no prep track. That track ain't nothing but no prep.
Yeah,
it's a damn good no prep track
though.
They sold that
track.
I went to there. I think that the last three grudge races we went there, man, there wasn't even. I don't think it was 200 people in the seats, man. That track's always been dead as far as spectators.
Is it? What I mean, is it close to San Antonio or is it kind of far out?
It's about 25 miles outside of San Antonio. It ain't that far.
So it's like Fort Worth to Dallas or something.
Nah, well, it ain't even like that.
Wait. Hold on. I don't want K-Dog to get mad at me. It's like Conroe to Houston.
Yeah, something like that.
Nope, too late. I already heard you.
Hey, Ethan.
I knew it.
It's on
10.
346-45,
your mic open.
It's on
10.
Hey, it's on
10.
Hello,
can everybody
hear me?
He's like, right on the beltway on 10.
Yeah,
we can.
Come on. Okay.
Who we got?
Can
everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Who we got?
Yes. I want to make a small wager. Oh, goddamn.
How small?
I want to make a small wager. Anybody want to take up that offer?
Come on with it.
I bet you Tino fuck up anybody in Dallas and Houston on 28. Man, cut your phone off.
And
you could be the first victim.
Like the lion when you run up on that truck.
That's why I said cut his phone off. He's full of shit. He's just throwing bluffs out there.
He's going to have a fight March the 12th.
Huh?
No. He's going to have a fight March the 12th.
He probably won't even show up.
You want to make some money?
I tell you what. I take that wager. Tell Chino to have his ass up here March 13th. I guarantee he's going to go to the finals and win in Dallas.
March
19th.
What's going on March 13th?
March 19th, motherfucker. You heard me. In Dallas.
Oh,
I bet he going to win.
March 19th.
He going to have – he going to – it's a 28-275 shootout. And I bet he going to have his ass up here to compete. Now, bet that,
since you
throwing out wages.
Hold on.
How much is your small wager?
Hold on. How much is your small wager?
Hold on,
I
will
you hear me?
How much is the
buy-in?
How much the pot? I'm telling you, if he's gonna be there or not.
It's
free. Well, is it free entry? That's my
type right there. It might be free entry, but I know he ain't gonna win it.
God,
so you can make a lot of yourself.
Ooh, thank the Lord.
How much is the goddamn pot, man? You call the pot. 500, 5,000? Don't matter to me. Motherfucker, I got the pot in for the shootout. Huh?
I'm looking
for
the shootout.
Let me look. Give me one second. I'm going to run in the house. Let me cover up this pipe. I'll get on there and look.
and see what
you talking that shit about
is.
Chino. Chino ain't about shit. Chino, I bet he don't show up March 19th. He gonna stay down in Houston when he stays back.
We gonna fuck you, huh? Now you feel frog with Lee.
No, my legs cut off.
You feel frog with Lee, motherfucker?
No.
Huh?
You come
I
here,
can't hear you.
You come here talking that shit about Chino. You suck at Chino balls. They can bring him up here on March 19th.
All of them. All of them. We gonna fuck you up and anybody else.
Yeah, I know you is.
And I stamped that.
Motherfucker got balls. You running down chin. Wipe that shit off.
Hey. Hurry up and tell me how much the goddamn pipe. I mean the pipe.
Yeah,
will be
I am about to try to cover these pipes.
Hold on,
I'm trying to cover these pipes.
Yeah, I want it. Shit, I want in on that shit too. Shit, bro.
Oh, I gotta go down there and stay a little bit with K Dog. I ain't got no water.
Come on down, buddy.
Yeah, he didn't brought King B out the bushes. If you hear King B come out the bushes, he wants some action too now.
Boy, I don't know, Gino must be putting some good shit in his fucking ride.
So, well, y'all motherfuckers gonna be looking as bad as the motherfucker.
Right. Seriously, I guess.
Hey, some shit, you just can't say.
I guarantee you, Chino show up March 19th, he's a dead duck. keep
what's
that buffer out of you.
I'm looking.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let me see where the
payout
is.
Who gonna get him? Shit. Whoever win the class.
Radio round.
Man.
And you got
is
it,
which one?
You got LMR that's faster than him. You got White Chocolate. And you got a mess.
You got
whichever one he's fucking in the class.
Most of them class he did. He got Coach got a small time. A small time shootout, 5,000 to win. Oh, hold on. 250 a car. Oh, all of them 250 a car. Interesting.
Who's got that break?
Nah.
I went straight in.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Joe?
What up?
Yeah, you got Ally Radio, 5,000 win, runner up 1,000. Semi-finalist 250, entry 250 a car and driver. You got S275, 5,000. So all of them mostly 5,000 down to 250 semi-finalists. And then Coach got a no-time, small-time shootout, 5,000 winner, runner-up 1,000, semi-finalist 250, and entry fee is 250.
Well, shit, how much is Jake's race? How much is Jake's small-time? Ain't it 10 grand to win?
Which one? Okay,
Jake, big Jake, race. Don't he have a small car?
Hold on, let me look.
Jake got anything on 275. Ain't it 10,000 to win. And Chino bring his weak ass up here to anyone in class, he's a dead duck.
Jake got 10,000 to win, free entry. 8-car minimum, 275 or
28. I gamble a couple hundred or 300 or so that Chino can't win fucking K Dog's race.
God damn, he's a duck quacking everywhere.
Damn,
boy, I bet three hundred win K Dog's race.
That's the world turn.
Hey, repeat that again.
Chino a duck. That's what he said.
What you want to do then if you're a duck? What you want to do?
I just told you what I do. He can't win now race in Dallas in March.
Man. Hey, we can bet 300 on that.
Bet.
Damn, I thought you said wages.
Yeah,
you went all the way down to 300.
God damn. Yeah, that's how you know. Hey, King B. King B. He ain't beat nut check. Nut check. He
small wager.
I can bet you 300 too. He just said Tito ain't going to win now race in Dallas. So that's the goddamn
no. No. I said he was going to win now one of the races
no,
in Dallas.
No.
Not, no.
You
said
Tito
will
win that race.
Don't come with the fuckery, bro. No, I'm not putting he won't win now one of the races. He won't win now one of the races, now one of the classes in Dallas. You said you come here talking about he a bad motherfucker. He ain't finna win shit. He might go a round or two. He ain't finna win a bitch ass thing. Matter of fact, just to make you, just to show you how soft you is, I bet your 3 to 6 he won't do it.
You said you gonna bet me 3 to 6 that Chino won't win now round.
No, you slow motherfucker. I said my 6 to 3, he don't win now class he gets in Dallas. That's what I said. Since you acting slow.
It don't matter what class he get in. It don't matter what class he get in.
I don't give a fuck what class you're in. You won't win it.
I
wish Chino would get a Selmo. He definitely did.
Better,
I grew up 9-3.
Chino, 2 weeks ago, watch what you say now.
Don't remind me of shit. What class did Chino get in that he thought he's going
to
run here and win?
What the fuck that you want to run and win since you got you want to big motherfucking
nuts? I'll run you head up.
Come on, let's do it.
Come on. I got to lay some shoes up. Come on, let's go.
Oh. You playing?
Oh. Huh?
It's 25 degrees out of this motherfucker, shit. You got to just right there.
You playing? But Chino, fuck you. You don't put dick on
Oh, who this is?
Is that what you want to bet? You the one big mouth motherfucker?
Hey, I already told you. Chino won't win now class. He get in the Dallas. My 6-0-3. Bet it.
Let's bet that on the grudge. Let's bet that whoever he
I thought your sweet ass back up. Take your ass back to sleep, man. Hang the phone up.
Hey, let's bet my three to your six. That when he grudge anybody, that he wins. So what you want to do?
Who he grudge?
I already know who you dick riding. I already know
who he
dick riding.
Who he grudge?
Huh?
Who he
grudge? Anybody that you got?
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
sweet motherfucker.
When I show up with a car, Dan, that's when you put your
man,
money up.
You said that same shit last year.
You goddamn lie.
You said that same shit last year.
All right. JP. JP.
Yo.
JP.
Yo.
This motherfucker called into the this motherfucker called into the show to suck dick.
JP.
Ain't that some whole shit? Motherfucker called into the show to dick ride. That's horrible.
JP.
How you do that?
I ain't dick ride.
Yep.
Hey, that right there, this is what you call when you got your homeboy back. Not like y'all other dick ride motherfuckers. This is what you call riding
with
the homeboy.
I gave you 2-1 odds. You don't even want to. You don't even want to.
214-5880. Your mic open. 214-5880.
All right. Yeah, that's me, JP. I'm just listening. I'm listening. I'm in here.
What's going on, goddamn me?
Understand me, shit. I'm just checking the times out. You understand me? I ain't doing nothing. Hearing these bars on here. Yeah.
What are you talking about, shit? Checking motherfucking heart pressure. they low. You come over and suck another man balls and can't get through your goddamn self.
Oh, no.
The ball you get stuck when we run dick down your throat, bitch.
Yeah. You heard you said we. I ain't saying we not that time.
I don't give a fuck. That's what you call riding with your homeboy. Like y'all other big ride motherfucker. That's what you call riding with your homeboy. You got his back.
I ride for me. I got my back. Get your own.
God damn it.
And they motherfucker still
home,
ain't run.
I got pinning homeboys. I got pinning homeboys that'll fuck you up. I'm talking about me and you, though. Huh?
I told you something.
You gonna be in Everdale?
Yeah, I'm coming to Everdale.
What you bringing to Everdale?
Big motherfucking pressure. Anything that you want to know?
Who?
Anything else you want to know?
You bringing what?
You heard what I said.
No, I didn't. What you say? I just want to make sure I heard that shit right.
Damn, you slow or you illiterate? Which one is it, motherfucker?
I'm both.
What I said.
I'm both.
Big
I'm both. Lock that weak motherfucker in.
What you got?
Weak pressure?
No, like I thought.
Pressure.
You know right from wrong. You know right from wrong.
Yeah.
you know right from wrong.
All right. JP,
we gonna fuck y'all boys up this year.
JP,
remember I said you
kept saying we.
Yeah, come on.
God damn
it.
I told you, God damn it, it's a team effort. God damn, that was wrong with you. See, y'all ain't got no team. See, we a team. We stick together, right or wrong.
Yeah.
All right. As I said again, we gonna fuck y'all up 2022.
Like I said, what are you bringing to
Eden? JP better hide in the bushes than his goddamn self.
Man, don't try to divert JP. I'm talking to your ass. Don't get on JP. JP
better hide
on
who better hide in the bushes with what?
JP better hide in the bushes.
Whatever y'all got over there, we got something that'll line up against that shit over there.
That shit.
Say that again, JP.
He didn't stutter.
Whatever y'all got over there.
Are you illiterate?
We got
slow.
Something to line up to that motherfucker.
It's not whatever.
So you got oil. Oh, you got oil pressure, JP.
Yeah.
You got oil pressure. Huh?
I ain't never lost oil pressure.
Is
it coffee?
Slow motherfucker.
Is it coffee,
no,
JP? Okay, well, you get a pass then.
Okay. What else y'all got
over
there?
This slower lizard motherfucker that's on the other end, what he got?
A car that's going to be in Everdale on March 12th or 14th, whatever the fuck day it is. And get dead across a fat part of your ass, you weak motherfucker.
So he's going to be Everdale.
Hey, it's
Everdale.
March 12th, Joe, get it right.
Well,
it's March
12th.
Damn
it.
You get everything else
12,
right, goddamn it. 14th.
Well, I thought I said 12.
Well,
you on her.
You know who built Baytown and all that. Get my date right, goddamn it. March 12th.
Hey, what kind of car you got?
Huh?
Men kind of
what kind of car you got?
March 12th. We're going to be there front and center. I might swing through
and pick your ass up, goddamn it. Fuck it.
What kind of car you got, man?
What kind of car do you got? Because I ain't saying no weak. You don't want to say something about weak. Everybody's phone what kind of car I got, but your ass.
Shit, you must be irrelevant. I ain't heard it.
Exactly. That's why I have to say. Pull me
some more in.
Yeah, pull me some more rims so you get right. What kind of car do you have?
Kind of
I know
got?
Y'all.
I got a goddamn a Volkswagen.
Oh, you lying like a motherfucker. Say,
I got a Volkswagen.
Well,
so what type of car you got, sir?
A Fiat.
You talking all this shit about my boy Chino? I bet you want to line inside it.
I got a Fiat.
You say you a CI?
I got a Fiat. You say what kind of car I got? You say you got a Volkswagen? I say I got a Fiat.
God.
What you got that you want? You got anything you want to line up with Chino?
I want to
be
the
first
victim.
Good out there, motherfucker.
You could be the first victim of 2022.
Man, go back to sleep. You ain't talking about shit. JP, man, put that motherfucking mic on mute. You ain't talking about shit.
JP, that motherfucker scared, JP.
It's P, motherfucker, not B. It's P. It's Perry.
What y'all got over there? What y'all got over there, man? What y'all want to do? Y'all need some action for March 12th? Are you one of them weak motherfuckers out of Dallas? That's what it is?
Say that motherfucker, too.
Huh?
But I want this live mouse motherfucker that's talking this shit. That's what he wants. Right. He's gonna be the first victim. Well, I can't so easy. We're gonna fuck you with no Vaseline.
In front of him.
He ain't said nothing. He don't want to do nothing. Hold on for a minute. My lawyer shot
a lot of capping in this motherfucker. A whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
Anybody like it?
Hell no. They doing a much spit fight, man. It's getting closer. Getting closer and closer to race time, so, you know. It's going to be about the last week. Come next week, they going to get quiet in the motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
They ain't gonna be doing no job. I don't know the motherfucker that's gonna keep on talking. He'll be talking to himself, but he'll be talking though.
Yeah, he can help us.
K-Dawg.
My bad.
K-Dawg, you keep talking that shit. I'm fucking your ass up. On sight. God damn it.
I ain't got no
that
problem.
Wasn't that wasn't K-Dawg said that.
That was K-Dawg.
I know it was.
I heard his husky ass voice. You know, that breathing hard as
what
shit.
What
he
said? What? What
are you talking? I can't help myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A lot of capping in this motherfucker.
So I just say the stuff people that want to say, they want to tell you, they just don't.
Yeah, man.
But, but P, you
God
know what's going to come on tonight? I don't mean the party pooper, but... You know, Snowfall come on.
I can't watch it till tomorrow, man.
Oh, you working?
Yeah, well, I got the Hulu app, but they ain't gonna put it on the app till tomorrow.
Oh,
worry about that.
Well, JP.
Huh?
JP, you know you can watch it at 12 midnight.
I don't know, when I looked on the app, it said I can't watch till like 2 in the morning.
Oh, they don't have to move that little bit.
Well, at least on the Hulu app, that's what it was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, March 12th, Evadale Raceway, man. Come on down, have some fun.
Yeah, I'll be
try
there.
To win you some money.
Well.
And do what you do. We got
and,
about 3 more laps.
I'm out of time,
we haven't
people.
Announced yet. Because they won't lock in the week, though.
Oh, shit.
But we got about 3 more big races coming. Troy was trying to spill the beans tonight, but the pot was too hot for him. He didn't pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. We can work. Well, that's a bad ass. Yeah. I didn't know the little thing got the TV box from old boy. You can watch watch Duck Race, I guess. You can watch. I didn't know you could watch the races and shit on pay per view.
Yeah. Watch all this shit. About the one from Silverback.
You got
Silverback. Yeah, I got 2 of them. I bought 2 boxes.
God damn.
I'm gonna buy a 3rd of them.
Big Bang Hank.
God damn. Hey Joe, you seen that wreck on 30 and Rockwall, knock the whole cab off that motherfucker?
Yeah. I was passing by that motherfucker.
Oh yeah. I forgot you real way
before the laws even got there. You see that motherfucker
well,
wreck on 635 though.
I'm gonna let y'all have it. I'm finna get the hell up out of here, man.
Y'all
finna watch the little clag racing, man. Y'all call each other on the private line, goddammit, shit. We do it again next week, man. I holler at y'all.
All right.
Take it rough. Every day has been the same old thing on my block. You either working or you're slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, cause that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a knot on my block. The hangout was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in. To my block from Holloway, Belfort to Scott. Rerode the flocks, we know the spots. So we the rocks, drank all the blue dots. On your block, you probably bred a fat pad of Tupac. A big pun. Your homeboy from knee high. And even when it was storming outside, that nigga D-Bot. That's me, dog, on my block. I ain't had to play the big shot. Niggas knew me back when I was stealing beer from Shamrock. And my nickname was Creepy. It's Black.